Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday Movies, YouTube. With me, as always, is my co-host. Your mic's too far away. Oh, Nick Mason.
It's me. My mic's too far away. My signature move. Something's not quite right every time.
That's right.
Mic's too far away. Only got one shoe. You know what I mean?
I know you do. I was just checking if you had
one shoe. I do
have
two shoes.
Yeah. You always take off your shoes for podcasting, don't
you?
Shoes
off, watch off. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
I don't know why you wear a watch.
Because it's... Look, drink it in.
Yeah, it's pretty good,
TikTok.
I guess.
TikTok.
Is that an expensive watch?
Nah.
I don't care. I don't know why I asked.
So you, this episode's a little bit late. You've been down the beach.
I have been down the
You're
beach.
You're always down the bloody beach.
I like the beach.
What are you doing? What's?
I got friends down in Allen have a beach house that I go and visit. They're good people.
What does the beach have, the beautiful sunny beach have, that this enclosed, kind of stale smelling, empty room doesn't have? You know what I mean?
You mean man cave?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Ha! I tricked you. We're in a man cave.
Reversed it. Many things. Sand. I like the beach, but I don't like the sand.
Mm.
Get it out of here. Anakin Skywalker style.
Yeah.
Not a fan. But no, it's nice to get away.
Mm.
I'm always doing a thing, mate. And it's also, it's a long weekend this weekend. Anzac Day, of course, which celebrates Australian New Zealand war veterans and the like. It's a very important day. So, yeah.
Do you like a day off?
Yeah, I do.
Which we do.
I do. So, yeah. No, beach is good. What are you about?
Not doing anything.
Are you about knowing that Prince is dead?
Oh, he is dead, yeah.
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 57, that's pretty bloody young, mate.
That's young in the real world. That is incredibly young in the celebrity world.
It's so young.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so look, I know we said even like mere weeks ago that we weren't the biggest Prince fans.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean, of course, that, you know, we can't acknowledge it
here. People enjoyed him a lot.
Exactly, and he made incredible accomplishments in the world of music and, you know, pushing boundaries and bringing kind of rock, pop and... big hair and little, being little and
platform
heels
shoes
and all that kind of
nice
stuff.
Nice shirts, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing guitarist.
Yep, okay.
Fashion sense.
Little tweedly mustache.
Look, I wasn't the biggest fan of the fashion sense, but pushing boundaries, as I said.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? He
lived by his own rules.
Supposedly, wrote a song a day. So
is that true?
They're all in the vault.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he's got this legendary Prince... kind of, he's like produced movies, like documentaries and music videos and songs and a whole bunch of stuff that he's never released.
Correct.
So presumably just for him or for his own enjoyment. So he was just this kind of music making machine. So there is a lot of talk of, will we be seeing this stuff? Will they be drip feeding it out? Like Tupac keeps making albums somehow. And he didn't have a vault full of music.
That's
presumably
true, yeah.
So we could be getting Prince music
forever.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can learn to love it then, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, rest in peace, Prince.
Now, that really sucks. But speaking of resting in peace...
Uh-oh.
Patton Oswalt's
wife died
also
as well.
Died.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was 46. Again, what's
insane.
Going on
what
there?
What is happening? Yeah.
I don't think Prince's cause of death has been revealed as of yet, has it? He had, like, the flu, possibly.
Yeah, for a few weeks, yeah.
And so...
And I've had the flu for a few weeks,
that's
if
right.
I'm honest with you.
So.
And I'm not a Hollywood celebrity. I'm only an internet celebrity, so I'm... I'm liable.
I think that's a lower lifespan than a regular person.
It is. Yeah, it's all the stress.
So, yeah, her name is Michelle.
It's all the stress and the IP routing.
You know it. Mm. Michelle McNamara, 46. She was a crime writer. She created a blog that was all about breaking news stories related to crime and cold cases. Mm. They also have a 7-year-old daughter.
Ugh.
That's fucking terrible.
I know, right?
Can't even imagine that.
What's going on, 2016?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Ghost assassins?
Almost certainly ghost assassins.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Speaking of ghost assassins, I don't have a segue there.
Let me check if there's something in the news for ghost assassins.
Okay.
Nah, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Let's just talk about the next thing.
Okay, cool.
Inhumans.
That's actually a perfect segue for most things. We could probably just use that from this point forward. Let's just talk about the next thing.
We say we don't have a segue. This is the next thing. Yeah. Mm. Inhumans has been removed from the Marvel slate
indefinitely
for 2019. Yeah, I think the story goes that Ike Perlmutter, who used to have a big hand over the
cranky
MCU,
cranky old Ike Perlmutter,
always up to something, always ruining shit for everybody. Uh-huh. Since he got moved away from the movie story group at the request of it's Kevin Feige, and because he went straight to the head of Disney and was like, could we get rid of this guy? He's a real
he's real now.
Piece of shit, this bloke.
Good vibes.
Yes.
Good vibes going on.
So because they've been building up the Inhumans as kind of like the version of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Because obviously Marvel, the MCU, don't have the rights to the X-Men for the movies.
Correct.
So I guess this was going to be their push to be like, and they've been doing it in the comics as well. They've been like, there's going to be no more New Mutants and the Inhumans are the new thing.
Yeah.
I think people don't dislike the Inhumans, but I think there was a lot of backlash to stop forcing them on us.
Right.
You know, if we like them, we like them. You
because
know
they're
I mean?
Making a lot of appearances in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, as well.
Is that correct? I don't know.
That is correct.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're still getting them a bit there, and who knows if we will see this movie, but I did post like a...
Are we getting costumed Inhumans in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, who knows,
are we just
mate?
Getting...
Just minor Inhumans, I'd imagine. Right. There was a blind guy I saw. I don't know which one he is. It's another one. Daisy's character.
Yep.
Was
Inhuman, sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Great.
Somebody tell. I don't care. But I did a poll on it if anybody cared, and majority of people were indifferent. But there were people who are big fans of this property and are, you know, pretty disappointed.
Could this mean that Marvel are moving towards buying back the X-Men?
Well, that was the thought, yeah, because they'll probably get Fantastic Four back. Yeah. I don't know that for a fact, but come on.
Again, I've suggested this before, and I hope this happens.
Yeah.
They get them back,
yep.
But other companies are allowed to make Fantastic Four movies as well. Yes. So every year we get a good one from Marvel Studios, and we get an awful one from somebody, another company who's trying to keep the
anybody.
Rights for some reason.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Roger Corman can have another go.
Oh, please. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so people are saying, well, maybe the X-Men are coming back. Maybe they're doing a thing with Spider-Man where they're going to share the universe and whatever. Mm. Like, it's possible. Clearly, there's precedent for it. But Fox and Marvel, there's a lot of bridge building. Mm. I know the creators behind the Deadpool movie were like, look, we've got a lot of ideas to do a Spider-Man-Deadpool kind of crossover thing. But who knows? Hugh Jackman's been pushing it for years. Mm-hmm. Bunch of other people. But if it means that, great. It might just mean that they thought that, you know what, maybe there isn't really need for it, or people don't want it, or I'm not sure what their decision making
process
is.
Just an email comes through, it's just like, look, if we're honest, we don't know what the Inhumans are. Yeah. We've been probing for years.
There's a big
we're
dog.
Not really sure.
There's a
dog man. There's a guy who doesn't talk.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe he's got a cold or something.
Hair.
He's a hair lady.
There's a hair lady,
yeah.
Yeah. Are they the ones that live on the moon, or are they the ones from
Look, it's confusing for us, so we're just going to drop it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Let's pretend it never happened.
Yeah. But look, doesn't mean we won't see him. Doesn't mean that they're not going to push it in a Netflix series. It doesn't, mm-hmm. You know, who knows?
Yes.
So never say never, Mason. Don't ever say that.
I won't ever say never, all right? God.
Embarrass yourself again.
Sorry.
You a Power Rangers fan, knowing that you're not?
No, I am absolutely not. Again, they should have expanded that Power Rangers short. Yeah. Instead of trying to kill it.
No, what they thought they'd do is just go, oh, we know you liked that, but we're going to make a different thing because mm-hmm. we hate you.
But I guess
they tried to get that removed and all sorts
yeah,
of
but
stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I don't have that nostalgia for it. I mean, no. I don't have any nostalgia for anything, but if I did, it wouldn't be for Power Rangers. But I guess a lot of people love the Power Rangers.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got a sweet new look for Rita Repulsa, right?
Yes.
Does that mean we're getting a sweet new look for everything?
I think the suits would just be pretty much the same, but more slick.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so
she looks very Katana/Melina from Mortal Kombat.
Right, yep, definitely. I could see that. Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember Rita from the show? She would be like, there's a lot of that, a lot of weird dubbing, she'd send out, she'd make a little putty men.
Yes,
they were called putties.
I remember
and they'd go down and they'd go, and then they'd get kicked a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then she'd make some kind of weird crab monster or a scorpion monster or an ant monster or some kind of something with an exoskeleton monster.
Yep.
And then there would be some kind of Zord.
There'd be a real kerfuffle.
Yes, there would.
For a bit.
Some buildings would get completely flattened.
Because they were made of cardboard.
That's right.
They'd get pushed aside.
Yep, Angel Grove and all mm-hmm. that. So.
Yep.
No, look, I'm not a fan, but yeah, I'll see this, man. I'll see anything with giant robots kicking other giant robots or giant monsters or whatever.
All right.
I'll bloody see that.
When they transitioned over from the TV version to the movie version,
yeah,
did we get CGI Zords or was it just the same dudes in suits as always?
TV version to the movie version. Do you mean like the mid-90s one? There was a couple.
When they went to Power Rangers Ninja Force or Turbo or whatever.
I think, depending on the version, I think the movie might have been CGI.
Okay.
And where they fought Ivan Ooze and uh-huh. I don't remember. There's so many different versions. I couldn't tell you. Some of them are cars.
Clean slate, guys. Let's do this. Let's...
I do wonder, though, if this is a continuation. I think it might be. I don't know that for a fact.
How are they going to explain a fresh new look?
Oh, yeah, good
Why
point.
Why she's wearing a horn hat anymore?
These are all questions that I don't
They're
have
all
the
questions,
answer to.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I think Zed's the next villain as well after her. He's got like an exposed brain and like a red visor.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know that
Remember
guy.
Him? Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's about. Probably just the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should get some more work.
That's right.
Seen him down at the unemployment office.
Speaking of the same shit.
Oh, yeah.
Independence Day Resurgence trailer 2.
Yeah.
I'm all for this.
I'm all for it. It's interesting. The world is now so unlike modern day Earth, though,
yes.
that I don't know if people are going to relate to it as much.
Right, okay.
Because it's such, because it is, it's 2016, but it's parallel universe 2016.
Yeah. It's giant stadiums with floating alien TV screens. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And helicopters that don't have blades and
what
stuff.
What do you feel about the vibe of just of the trailer? It seems like, there's a little bit of a nod and a wink.
Yeah, there's a bit of kind of like they love the bloody getting the monuments, don't they?
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
Goldblum's all, ooh.
That guy's the best.
Aren't you afraid? And Goldblum's like, ooh.
I guess so.
Did you see below that, there's also a, it's a little...
Like a PSA?
Yeah, a little PSA that he's doing.
Yeah.
Is he doing a series of those?
What's happening? I've seen a couple. I watched one and there's been a couple where he's just like, look after yourself and whatever and get out there.
Don't waste water.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly the specifics of it, but he does them in character as... I don't remember his character's name. Let's call him Ian Malcolm. Let's say it's the same character from Jurassic Park.
It's David Levinson.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
But let's call him Ian Malcolm. Let's call him David Attenborough from Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Mm. I don't feel the...
love.
No, not as much. Now that you mention it, yeah. It's very kind of slick in the way that the first Independence Day wasn't. Because there was CGI in that, but there was just a lot of fighting over a desert.
Yeah,
we did get
our first look at Will Smith in this movie.
Yeah,
that is to say,
a
small photo of Will Smith,
and then a plane crashing.
Yeah,
I know because that's how he does go out. But I don't know whether
Do you think they have to pay for Will Smith's likeness?
I think there is a law that you have to.
Okay.
I don't know that. There's probably something in the Actors Guild, which is probably a thing.
Sure.
Yeah, but his son. Well, I don't know whether it's his son because he marries a girl in the first one who has a son.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if that's the same kid.
Okay.
He doesn't, even from the one line he has, he doesn't seem like he has the charisma that William Smith did.
Correct.
From the first one. But, you know, maybe he's great. Maybe he's got Liam Hemsworth level of charisma.
Which is to say some charisma.
Yeah.
That's mean. He does have a lot of charisma.
He does have
also, there's a small chance we might meet him.
I hope so. Well,
I mean, not really.
No, but we're in the same country sometimes,
yeah, exactly.
aren't we?
So, I don't want to... Word gets around and then all of a sudden he's like...
What did you say about me?
Yeah.
Have you seen the photos of him and his brother like in a bar fight?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're enormous.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty good. And there's the other one who we wouldn't recognize and maybe we're at a bar and we talk shit about Liam Hemsworth and he's like...
What do you say about my brother?
I'm Chad Hemsworth. That's my brother. Yeah. For something that I cared little about, I care somewhat about it now.
We seem to be also be getting some sort of walkers.
Yeah.
That's
very kind
style
of...
walkers.
What are they called?
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. That's the word I was looking for.
Mm.
Yeah, all sorts of monuments go up and then down.
But again, it's this world that was almost entirely decimated by the aliens in the first one. What monuments are left?
The bridge, the London Bridge,
I think we see. Yeah,
it's
right.
it's
okay,
falling
good.
Down. And I don't know, maybe there's a new White House. There's a White House too, and it floats, maybe.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's got its own Twitter feed.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
No, great, whatever, good. you wanted me to watch, I was going to watch the Godzilla Resurgence trailer.
Live. On the podcast.
I went to.
Live reaction podcast.
Which I'm not good at this. I've never done
one. So this is Toho.
One.
This is not a sequel to the Bryan Cranston guy from Kick-Ass Godzilla. This is the Japanese Toho version.
The Bryan Cranston barely in it. And the other guy who's in it.
Does that suggest that Toho and the Japanese public are not happy with the version we got?
They always do that, though. Like, even when Godzilla 98 came out, they've been making their own Godzillas.
Yeah, that's true. Independently. Like,
yeah. So I think that this must be part of the deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you know they call the 1998 Godzilla Geno?
Yes.
Which stands Godzilla for Godzilla in name only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And doesn't he get killed in one of the movies?
Yeah, in like one punch.
Yeah.
They bring a version of him in and just one punch. It's one pretty great.
Even though he's already dead.
Because of missiles.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to say, I was like, why is Brett Spiner back as the scientist?
In Independence Day.
Because yeah. I thought, didn't he get riddled with bullets? And I watched the clip just then.
Uh-huh.
The alien gets riddled with bullets.
He's fine.
And you see him Matrix cartwheel out of the way.
Oh, fantastic.
Right. But he does, you don't see him, so I guess that's why he's back.
And now he's back in some sort of hippy-dippy version of himself.
Well, wasn't he a hippy-dippy version in the last one?
Yeah, but he's more so.
More so, yeah. Do you reckon he's like one of them's like a secret alien plant?
Yes.
Because they've been in his head?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you reckon it's him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, definitely him.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm going to react to this, and by that I mean I'm going to sit in silence until it's over, and then I'll just say what I think.
I'm going to react to your silent.
Now, my initial thought last time was, I said to you, is this it?
Oh, yeah,
because it doesn't
look
like it's it.
No, it looks like a fan-made trailer.
And that looks like a giant piece of poo going over the city.
Yep.
But it's his tail.
Just you wait.
It's actually costumes, which is interesting.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. There's two Godzillas. Okay. These are probably famous.
He's really digging it, guys.
Famous.
He's really getting into
Japanese
it.
Stars.
That's what
that
I thought
recognize.
As well. I'm like, who are these guys? They must be famous on some
yeah.
level.
God, there's a lot of serious faces, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a lot of dialogue.
God, this looks fucking terrible.
What's weird about it, though, is there's some budget to it.
There seems to be.
There's tanks and there's fighter planes.
I haven't seen any of that
okay,
yet.
Okay, well, just wait. You're bloody
going to enjoy this. Rooms of men and close-ups of angry Japanese. Okay, planes, pokes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Look pretty nice, right? But is that stock footage?
It looks like, you know what, then the tanks and that look like generic cut and paste. Oh, God.
Oh, in CGI.
There's like a Godzilla being shot with missiles.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, he's red all up his bloody body. That tail is ridiculous.
Mm.
What is going on there?
Yeah.
It's like well over his head. But he looks like he's got like magma in him.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. I'm going to look that up right now.
Look up, does Godzilla have magma in him?
Okay.
And the last shot is like just a Japanese man flipping out and then it cuts.
Confusing, right?
What is that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a... Well, look, I'm never going to watch that, obviously.
Really? Not even the first 5 minutes?
No, I had to watch that and I hated it.
What if it's some sort of independent cinema in Melbourne?
No, I would definitely not watch it.
What if I buy the popcorn?
I don't eat popcorn.
What if I buy the popcorn and then I leave and you don't have to see the movie with me?
I'm okay with that.
Okay,
that's
great.
Fine.
All right, let's make this happen.
You're gonna go and see that?
No, absolutely okay, I'm not. Yeah. No.
Look, I'm sure it'll be as good as the other ones, which is to say, probably not that good, but people have a fond memory for them.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is a reboot of the franchise, which might explain why he's red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. 12 years since Godzilla Final Wars, which was the last Godzilla, the last Toho Godzilla film.
Actually, I didn't think they'd be rebooting Godzilla. I thought they'd just keep doing them, like in that.
Who's to say?
I do like the fact that they've gone back to men in a suit. I enjoy that.
Oh, yes.
They're just like, we're doing it. This is how we do it.
Yeah, okay.
We're doing it.
Mm.
We don't care if you hate this and it looks shit. We're doing it.
We're going our own way, Fleetwood Mac style.
That's right.
Mm.
Okay. What's the next thing? Michael Keaton is apparently not in Spider-Man Homecoming. He's dropped out
of
contention, which that sucks a bit.
Mm.
But in other news,
yes.
Robert Downey Jr. is in, confirmed.
As Iron Man. As Tony Stark, at least.
Yeah, at least. I wonder to what capacity. I feel like if they're announcing it now, he's probably got a pretty significant role.
Yes. Otherwise, if it were just like that... you know, that end of credits scene at the end of Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, hey, I'm here.
This is the same universe, by the way.
Yeah.
He may as well have said that.
Just so we're sure. Yeah. Yeah, it seems fairly significant.
Yeah. Mm. So, cool, man.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, I think, I'm guessing from Civil War he's going to take up some kind of mentor role to Spider-Man.
I was just going
to
ask that.
Build his armor.
Mentor role or...
Mental role.
Yeah, mental role. Or, but what if it's like an antagonist kind of role?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because maybe he, you know, because maybe it's like he feels, you know, maybe he feels betrayed by Iron Man.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Don't know what's, we don't, again, we still don't know what happens.
We
in
are seeing
Civil War.
Civil War Wednesday.
We're seeing
this
it on Wednesday.
Yeah. And we won't be doing an episode next week because it's not out worldwide. So we'll wait a week and then we'll
okay,
do
cool.
one. But we won't be doing spoilers.
That means we've got to think of another topic for next week. We were going to do Spider-Man this. We're going to talk about the.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the Sam Raimi, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies this week. We're like, oh, exciting. We haven't. But it turns out we talked about them like.
Episode 30
like
or
100 episodes ago. Yeah.
I think we could do one.
Oh, sure.
Because I don't remember doing that.
No.
Yeah.
We'd have fascinating new insights. Or exactly this. What do you think is more likely? We'd have exactly the same insights or we would just completely turn around on them?
I'm okay with them. I feel like mine probably wouldn't have changed. I don't think you'll turn around on them.
Okay.
I think you hold a lot of hate in your heart for those movies.
That's true, I do.
Yeah. Mm. Even though they're the best movies. Even though some of them are pretty good in parts.
That's, yeah, all right.
I'd like to see that because Spider-Man and Iron Man have a real falling out after Civil War in the comics.
Yes.
And then it's a kind of a dumb storyline, but Spider-Man's aunt gets injured.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the many stories. And he goes to Tony Stark's and like, she's going to die. Why don't you pay for it? Tony Stark's like, I'm not doing it. Fuck you.
Wow.
You chose to demask. That's what you're about.
Wow.
And then, but then I think, what's his name? Jarvis turns up and then pays for it. He ends up paying for it. Yeah.
Jarvis pays? Out of his
no,
own
he doesn't
pocket.
Pay for it, but Jarvis turns
oh,
up and
sends
says...
Oh, he sends a
sends
check.
Jar- no, he tur- actually, Jarvis goes to the hospital because I think he dated Aunt May.
Maybe.
At one point.
Good on him.
All the old people in the Marvel Universe, have they're all some of this.
Yeah, it's just Jarvis and Willie Lumpkin
yeah.
and Aunt May and the Vulture. We're just getting in there. Oh, so good.
You know, there's a surprisingly high amount of STDs in old people. At old people's homes, like it's quite rife.
Well, I mean,
what else are you doing?
What else are you doing? Exactly, yeah.
And I guess you're into your life. You're just like,
yeah.
Like maybe
you just got to sweep all the pieces off the bridge table and just get into it, you know.
But I guess at the end of your life, you're like, I'll be dead in a month.
Who cares if I've got herpes?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who cares if we've all got herpes?
Correct.
That's my motto. Actually, no, it's not. Maybe it should be. Maybe I should be more lax. Look.
Your motto is please, please no one give me herpes.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm. I've gotten this far.
Doctor Who, as they've announced a new companion with a clip. Pearl Mackey is her name. She's playing Bill.
Is she a woman in her mid-20s?
I think
very
she's
attractive.
Like 28. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. What a twist.
What a twist. There's a clip. She seems more kind of Donna... Kind of
okay.
wacky fun and
yep.
kind of making fun of this. She's all like, these Daleks are pretty dumb. Why are they so dumb? And he's like, shut up. They're going to kill us. And she's like, why does one have a plunger on him? And he's like, shut up. Shut up.
So what she is essentially is she is somebody's partner who doesn't watch Doctor Who, watching Doctor Who for the first time.
Correct.
Amazing.
Every time they...
I'm back on board. who's that guy? And the Doctor's like... We'll know in a minute. I don't know either. But we'll find out if you just... We watch it for a minute, all right? God.
We'll do it together. Yeah. Peter Capaldi's got more Doctor Who hair. It's like he's getting more... It's getting more luxurious as it
oh,
goes along.
Is he becoming sort of like the you know, the first... The oh, first guy, Doctor, he had yeah. that weird
part.
White bowl cut yeah. part in the middle.
No, it's more wavy.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Trying to think of the comparison. I couldn't think. You'd have to say it.
Yeah. I guess there are a lot of people who especially started out with Tennant or they started out with Matt Smith or they
yeah.
started out with Eccleston who are wholly unprepared for it to go back further.
Like what do you mean by back?
Like to if he starts exhibiting mannerisms or like the look of Doctors prior to that.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, it's kind of a shock.
Right,
but really
right.
That kind of heritage has been around for, you know, decades.
Yeah, yeah.
So bloody get used to weird William Hartnell hair. Get used to it. Get used to a bloody umbrella that's got a question mark on the end of it. It's all coming back.
Get used to a man who pins celery stick to his celery stick
for
to his
no
jacket.
Reason. Or it was
it probably
one of the, I think one of the monsters was repelled by I think Cybermen were repelled by celery or something like that.
They don't like celery? Celery's great and it has so few calories. You can chew it all day, mate.
Ugh.
You don't like celery?
I don't like any look. Look. Lettuce, no. Celery, no. None of it.
There's so many lettuces. What about a crisp iceberg
lettuce?
None of it.
It's just a weird wet mass.
Have you ever got...
It's a crisp lettuce leaf
wrapped it in like a...
It's like they're stealing from you. But I haven't. The answer is I haven't. Whatever this is.
Spring roll, crisp lettuce leaf, sauce.
Don't like spring rolls either.
What are you even saying?
Don't like spring rolls.
Do you like Dim Sims?
No.
Me neither, actually.
Ah!
On the same page.
Ah!
Yeah. What are they about? Get them out of here.
What's going on?
You know what I fucking hate? You know what I hate?
What's that?
Coriander.
Okay.
Okay, look, this is unrelated. Do you like coriander?
We'll edit all this out.
No, we're not.
Okay, good.
Do you like coriander?
It's not entirely sure what it is.
It's poison.
Then I don't like it.
It tastes like bad soap.
Oh, coriander.
And soap's not good.
Coriander is worse than soap. One where some people are genetically predisposed to it tasting like soap.
Which is me.
Yeah.
Right? I have that. And a lot of people have that. That being said, a lot of people like it.
Uh-huh.
That being said, a lot of time when you order a salad or something, you know, like a...
Americans call it cilantro.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Great. So, but like you'll get, you know, like a...
This is for a long time listeners, James used to have vendettas against people in his life. And I think he's got a vendetta against coriander.
I absolutely do. But it's more so that... when you order it, and then it surprisingly comes out, and it's just mixed through whatever it is,
yeah.
But it's not in the menu.
Mm.
Like, if I, like, say, I don't like avocado, right?
Mm.
But I'm okay with it, and if there's avocado in something, then I know it's there, because they put it on the menu. But with coriander, enough people don't like it, well, you should write it down. So yes. I know it's coming, and then know not to order that.
There should be little symbols, nut-free, gluten-free, this might taste like soap.
That's right. It's not on.
I understand. What are we talking about?
Jason Bourne trailer.
Okay,
what's the
good.
Bloody?
All right.
So it's just called Jason Bourne.
It's just called Jason right? Bourne. They've gone the Rocky Balboa route.
Yes.
They've run out of the Bourne. I guess they've gone the Bourne identity, the Bourne supremacy, the blah blah blah. They're all going to blur
the
together.
The Bourne Jeremy Renner one.
Because all of the movies blur together anyway.
Correct.
I cannot wait for this one to be added to my collective memory of the Bourne movies, where it's like, remember he stabbed that guy in the hand with a pen? Oh, so good. Remember the time he walked through traffic and a tram went by and he'd be on the tram and he disappeared and he was gone?
Remember the time
he was on a roof with a sniper rifle? Remember that time Julia Stiles was shocked that he was there all of a sudden? Oh, it's going to be great.
But then he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, in this trailer,
all those things happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I like they're okay.
Yeah, me too.
I'm okay with them.
Yeah.
But I still think the first one is clearly the best one and the one that I remember the most. And people are like, thank God Paul Greengrass is back.
Uh-huh.
But Paul Greengrass made the two second ones.
Yes, he did.
Which are clearly not as good.
Mm-hmm.
So Doug...
Or are they just as good?
I don't know, I feel.
But, I strongly feel they're just as good.
But one's set the tone.
Correct.
And it's got, you know, you believe the love story and all that kind of stuff. And it's got the bit where he stabs the guy with the pen.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the best bits. And he shoots Clive Owen in the arms with a shotgun.
Yes, he does.
It's got all the best things.
He blows up a fuel tank, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the plot of this one? Do we know?
Well...
he's got some of his memories back.
No, he remembers everything, but he doesn't know everything. So, and there's a lot of him using regular stuff in the room to kill people, which I'm fine.
That's very good.
He breaks the leg off a chair and then fights with it. And,
uh-huh.
And there's a bit where he's...
I feel there's a fine line there. Because the line is the transporter movies.
Right.
Where it stops becoming, oh, this guy's a, you know, a brutal fighter and he'll fight you with it, you know, he'll
kick the pedals off a bicycle.
Yes,
and a
exactly.
Of oil
there's a line where you go, oh, they've just, the production designer has searched for things in a room that he could use to beat people with.
Yes, that's right.
You don't
right.
want to cross that line.
So do you think like a chair leg is lazy?
No, I don't think they've done chair leg before.
Okay.
It depends how he breaks the chair, I guess.
I think you just see him kind of just bend down and take the leg off.
We'll see. We'll have to see on the day.
Excuse me. I'll need some kind of weapon.
Yeah. All right. We'll see on the day, I guess.
I've got that chair at my table where the leg falls off. You've experienced
I've got. You didn't warn me until afterwards.
I forget. Even I sit at it.
Put a note on it.
Nah.
All right.
What am I going to do? Put a note on it?
Yeah, you makes a good point.
So I'm glad he's using regular stuff to kill people. It looks like he's smashing cars in Vegas.
Yeah.
It looked like they've upped the stakes as far as the car chases go.
Yeah.
Because it's not in Prague.
They were some great car chases.
I completely agree.
The first one did set the tone with that mini chase.
And what I liked about that as well, like he's got a map and he's reading it as he's going
right,
and he's looking for side streets. And so like he's skilled, but he doesn't... He's not like Bond where he just knows where he is at all times.
Correct, yes.
Like, do you think he's going to have a little GPS?
Oh, maybe.
Or do you think he'll have...
Maybe Siri will help him out.
Siri, I need a chair leg. Mm. Where can I go? Yeah, of course I'll see it. Matt Damon's great, and these movies are okay, some of them. All of them are good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Renner one, but
no.
I don't think we'll be seeing him anytime soon.
Oh, what if he's got a cameo, though?
I'd be very... I think that would confuse people as well. I'd be like, what, is this the Avengers movie? Is this Hansel and Gretel Witch
Hunters? I'm hoping for a teeny little team-up.
Just a little one.
Yeah, just a little team-up.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, but no, he is very much a supporting character, Renner. Like he's the supporting character in Mission Impossible. Avengers. Mm-hmm. He's probably not the main guy in Witch Hunters, though maybe he is. Maybe he's in the last Witch Hunter with Vin Diesel. My hands are up. I don't know. Mm. But good on him. Anything else on that?
Now that looks pretty good.
He does remember everything, but he doesn't know everything. Remember that. Mm. And he's in a pit fight.
Yeah, that was weird.
Mm. I think that's how it's going to open.
Is he searching for meaning in pit fighting?
Yes. Ooh. Don't we all, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. He remembers some things. Johnny Depp.
Ah, very good.
We should bring this up.
We should bring this up because we have mentioned in the past at a number of months ago, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard came to Australia on a private plane.
Yep.
They brought their dogs, Pistol and Boo, and they fell afoul of Barnaby Joyce. Minister for Immigration?
He looks like...
What is he the minister for?
He must be. Or I don't know what he is now.
Immigration or like...
There's been a reshuffle. What's going on? I don't know, man.
Uh-huh. Minister for Agriculture, maybe?
Minister for Killing Dogs.
Yeah, so he's... Barnaby Joyce, who is... part of our government and therefore a horrible toad of a man.
He looks like the principal from Ferris Bueller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
If you want a frame of reference.
Great.
Yeah.
He threatened to put down their dogs.
Yes.
Or destroy their dogs, maybe he said. And so he didn't. And in exchange, Johnny Depp and everybody's seen this, but Johnny Depp and Amber Heard they're in a hotel room somewhere.
Yep.
And they've been forced to make some sort of video at gunpoint about how Australia's a lovely country, but their biosecurity is very severe, so don't bring dogs in on your private
plane. And they're
plane.
Like, Australia are very warm and friendly people.
We're warm and direct, is what he said specifically, which I guess...
Hard to watch, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is embarrassing.
You know, I was like, oh, this is embarrassing, but then I'm like... But then he gets real movie action hero serious for a second.
Oh.
He channels a bit of Nick of Time.
Yeah, I guess so. It's,
look, he is...
It looks like a video you'd see, like an ISIS, like...
He's the Minister for Agriculture.
Gun to your head
he's the Minister
video.
For Agriculture and Water Resources and, surprise, also the Deputy Prime Minister. Who knew? Who knew?
That makes sense, actually. Because we got that new Prime Minister, didn't we?
I guess we did.
But we might be getting another one in a few months. We'll see how that goes.
Fingers crossed.
Who knows? I know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's great. We'll everybody should watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think everyone should watch it.
We're a very warm and direct people, though.
We certainly are. You better believe that.
Yeah.
Or we'll kill your dogs.
We'll kill your dogs. But, you know, also, is that they just say, we're sorry for bringing Pistol and Boo into the country. They don't explain the context.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
if you don't know what's going on... You're like, is this a viral video?
Yeah.
Is this a college humor video? Funny or Die? Maybe it's for Funny or Die. What's happening? I mean, the parodies have happened thick and fast.
Certainly they have. Mm. Stephen Colbert did one. I didn't watch it.
Yep.
And I didn't watch any of the other ones because whatever that one is, they're probably not as good as the Stephen Colbert one.
Correct.
Which, again, I did not watch.
Mm.
All right.
Anyway, it's great. Did I have another thought about that?
If that was me, right, and I was Johnny, I had Johnny Depp money. If I had Nick of Time money.
Yeah.
Right. And they said, you got to pay a $15,000 fine or do this video. I'd be like, here's $15,000.
I'd give him $15,000.
Because that's nothing, right, to him, yeah.
I would go down to like Hollywood Boulevard and hire one of those guys who dresses up as
Jack Sparrow.
And I get him to take the makeup off and put on regular Johnny Depp makeup and then get somebody who looks like Amber Heard. I don't know any of Amber Heard's roles.
Yeah.
And put him and just have him make a fake video in his house and then see how long it took for people to twig.
That would be a great punked.
I know, right?
Wouldn't it?
So good.
Really punked someone. Magnificent Seven trailer.
Yeah. It's very Chris Evans and Denzel Washington focused.
You mean Chris...
Pratt.
Pine?
Pratt.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because there's also Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio, who looks like a terrifying wilderness man.
Yes, he does.
Look at that beard. Yeah. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Is he getting wider or slimmer or taller? I don't know. What is happening with that
bloke? I think he's getting wider and it's all...
And it's the beard.
It's the beard and it's camera angles.
Right, right. So, are you a fan of the original Magnificent Seven?
Not really.
And by that, I mean the Japanese Seven Samurai version.
You didn't see, like, the Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen
No, I never
one?
Did. No.
It's great.
Uh-huh.
Or it's not great. I'm a big fan of that kind of that era and those kind of... That era of... I was going to say superheroes. In a way, they're superheroes because they smoked for years.
Yeah, man.
But they all died, didn't they?
Yeah.
They're all dead. Except for Redford. But he was a little bit younger. Also, he's not in that movie.
Mm.
Anyway... I like the Magnificent Seven.
I have seen it.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, it's not a cultural touchstone.
Sure.
I'm sure I saw it as a midday movie at one point.
Right, right, yeah. No. Did you see the Magnificent Seven Rides Again?
No.
Also were they
no.
Rides Again?
Mm.
So the basic story of the Magnificent Seven is there's like a small town and they're being terrorized, Three Amigos style. And then...
By the Three Amigos.
By the Three Amigos. And then, so they hire these seven gunmen to protect them and just clean up the town. And it's all about, is it about money or is it about honor, Mason?
I'm going to say initially money and then honor.
And then money.
And then money again.
Yeah. Three Amigos is pretty good, isn't it? Because that's loosely based on...
I guess so,
Magnificent Seven as well.
Yeah.
No, I'm all for this.
Me too.
Like,
but again, has there been any kind of uproar? Do we know any big original Magnificent Seven fans?
Well, I think you can't say, I love the Magnificent Seven... That's a classic, blah, blah, blah. Because then people go, well, it's not even the original itself.
That's
so I think
true. This
is fair game.
Yeah, that's true.
So, no, I don't think there's going to be any. And it's been long enough, I feel like. And I think if this was The Great Escape or something like that, then yeah.
What is the
or
difference?
Butch Cassidy.
But see, that's the thing. You really love Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
So surely that's just your bias showing through, right?
Definitely, but I still think it is that the original Magnificent Seven is a remake.
I bet there's some real mad on other podcasts. On other podcasts, there's probably a whole bunch of other nerds going like, how dare they? How dare they?
But it also, it might be not no good, but this feels like how you would make a Western. You get someone the caliber of Denzel Washington
and
Chris
Pine. Yeah, that's true, I guess.
You smash them together.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the Lone Ranger where it's just... And you know, I didn't hate the Lone Ranger.
Uh-huh.
They're actually some pretty... cool action sequences in that.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Depp's maybe running on a giant wheel.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe that's one of the Pirates movies. Who knows?
Just to say.
But
I guess I guess you're right in the sense that the original was Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen and Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
And just like, were they all rising stars or big stars at the time?
I think they were up and coming.
Okay.
I know some of them were. Because Yul Brynner had probably done like The King and I. And,
yeah.
And the like.
So, I mean, this is... I guess this is it. We've got Pratt, who's you know, definitely on the rise. We've got Denzel Washington, who's made it. We've got
Ethan Hawke. It's actually the same director as Training Day, so it's a Hawke.
Yeah, that's right.
Washington.
Yeah. It's a Hawke Washington joint.
Yeah.
Once again. Yeah.
D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
I can't remember the others.
Okay.
Who are the other three?
So we got some genuine stars. We got some character actors. Bloody, this is.
But I think
this feels legit.
This also plays better than the Magnificent Seven with Tom Cruise. And, you know, who's another, like, Tom Cruise era actor, you know, and Christian Slater.
Right,
put that in. But do you know what I mean? Like, I feel
young
like...
Young Guns.
Yeah, Young Guns. Somebody actually said that tweet to me, said, I prefer Young Guns. No, I think this will do well.
Yeah?
Especially, like, they might even revive the Western briefly. Who knows? But the Western never really goes away, does it?
No, that's true.
Every few years you get one.
You get a 3 Tent of Yuma.
Yeah.
You get a True Grit.
You get a Cowboy versus Aliens.
Yeah.
It's not really that good, that one, is it?
I've not seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure we saw it together.
You've said this. This has been brought up on the show before. You've said we.
I insist that you've seen
I've
it.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
I know he's got the glove on, and it's an alien.
It's a
glove.
Gauntlet, Mason.
All right, sorry.
Clearly, you've never seen it. Clearly, I was wrong.
Yeah.
You're right, though. I would be mad if they remade Butch Cassidy.
Who would you put as Butch Cassidy in Sundance Kid? What if it were Channing Tatum, and Jonah Hill?
It's fine, whatever. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be mad. It'd be like, again, it still exists. Do what you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's fine. Mm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
What do we got? Krypton, the planet.
Oh, Krypton the series.
It's getting the series. So that's going ahead. They're apparently going to do a pilot for sci-fi. It's set 200 years in the past.
So this isn't the story of Jor-El.
No.
It's the father of Clark Kent. It's the story of Jor-El's father.
Superman's grandfather. Yeah, Mal-El, who's... I made that up. It's not his name. I bet he has a name in the comics. I can't remember what it is. So the House of Al has been shamed and ostracized, and it's him wanting to bring hope and equality to Krypton, I guess just in time for it to explode.
Great.
So he's like, finally I've done it, bang.
Bang.
So what's the point of this, Mason?
Mm.
You know what? It could be interesting from the perspective of we could get origins of like Doomsday Brainiac, you know, like a whole lot of these ancient Kryptonian monsters and threats that then show up to fight Superman. It'd be good to see them... It like the genesis of them and how Krypton initially deals with them. So I think there could be some good stuff here.
Who is producing this? What channel is it on?
Sci-fi.
You mentioned that.
I did. With your words. That's okay.
I wasn't listening. I was Googling Superman, the grandfather. What universe are we putting? What continuity is it going in?
I don't know. Well, it's David Goyer who has a big hand
Man of Steel universe.
So it's possible. But that being said, that's a very... difficult look to recreate for television.
And look, as we've mentioned, it's also looks like a very difficult world to live in.
Yes.
Because you've got to call up some sort of weird floating platform if you want to go down the shops.
Yeah.
You know, or you got your big dragonfly monster.
Maybe you can fly on a dragonfly.
Yeah. All the ships look like bugs or are bugs. Yeah. Skulls are in.
How do you meet your mates down at the pub?
You don't.
You don't want to live in that world.
You stay in and you look at your weird pin art TV and do whatever. No, who knows what the design of it's going to be. I'm hoping it's not just like crystals and shit again.
Yes.
I like crystals. It's great. We've seen a lot of crystals. Mm. At least see maybe some variation.
Superman's grandfather is called Segel. S-E-Y-G-L.
Is it like Segway? Is it spelled like that?
Yeah.
Like that weird...
Speaking of Segways.
Yes. William Dafoe. Thank you. That's great. You really helped me out there.
Thank you.
He has joined the Justice League in a mystery role. Riddler? Mystery?
That's not a big enough.
Mystery?
I guess. Mm. You mean Mystery, the pickup artist.
That dickhead.
Yeah.
I like his big hat and eyeliner and the way that he tricks women into sleeping with him. he's my hero in a way.
Oh, who could he be? Maxwell Lord? Have they already cast Maxwell Lord?
I don't think so. That guy's such a dickhead. Maxwell Lord, not William Dafoe, Mystery.
Right.
Maxwell Lord is in Legends of Tomorrow at the moment. I think if they were going to use him, they would have kind of didn't happen.
Here's some characters we're going to... But didn't they do that with... You know, Flash and Arrow, haven't they?
They did, like, the Suicide Squad. Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely possible. There has been some suggestions. Could he be Brainiac?
Oh, yep, that would work.
Yeah.
He's got the weird long face.
He does.
He's got a weird skull-like face. He could be Lex Luthor Sr.
Yes, he could.
Everybody's hoping for.
Do you think he'd look weird with a shaved head? He's too goblin-y?
Yes.
Mm.
I'm going to Google bald Willem Dafoe and see what happens.
We should also point out that, like J.K. Simmons, he had major roles in the Spider-Man trilogy.
Yeah, that's
true. They've both come over. J.K. Simmons actually come out and said, hey, my role in Justice League is pretty small, but they'll be kind of increased in subsequent movies, films.
Here's some bald Willem Dafoes. Some of them may be Photoshopped, some may be real.
That looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good, right?
He'd make a great... Defoe of Superman. Thank you. Okay. Whatever he's doing is great. He's a good actor. He's got incredibly no body fat somehow.
Yes.
Still. He's obviously familiar with this kind of comic book world, so he could do stuff in front of a blue screen or put on a weird suit if he needs to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Willem Dafoe, the whole world's ending and Superman's flying in to save it. Right there on that X. All right, here we go.
I'll use my acting. Yeah. Great. Good stuff. You know what else is great, Mason?
What's that?
Game of Thrones is back.
Yeah.
It'll be out by now by the time this comes up.
Uh-huh.
I haven't watched it.
You're fired up
to
watch it.
I bloody am because I'm like, I want to get this done. I want to get it edited. I'll get it out there and then I'll sit down and relax.
Mm.
So I haven't been on the Twitter to know that Jon Snow is inevitably back.
Yep.
Maybe not in this episode, soon. George R.R. Martin. Oh, sorry, before we get to that. They've been talking about they're going to wrap up the series. They're going to do 13 more episodes in total. Ideally, that's what the showrunners want to do.
After season 6?
Yes, after this season. So there's 10 in this season and then do 6 or 7 episodes for the next 2 seasons because it's got to the point where they've got multiple crews filming simultaneously around the world for like 6-month periods of time and then you've got special effects on top of that and you're managing catering for one.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think I've mentioned this before, the budget for the first season was $6 million in total.
Huh.
This later season is $10 million an episode.
Wow.
So it's really kind of stepped up its game.
Mm. Incest is not cheap.
No, it certainly isn't. So from a strictly managerial perspective, it makes sense.
Look at this bean counter over here. From a strictly managerial perspective, look. Who cares about the story as long as we're bringing in the big dollars for HBO?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like Game of Thrones is not making the money it should because of the amount of people that pirate it. But HBO don't really seem to care.
Correct.
And I think you've said this before, is because they own everything.
Yeah, they don't need the money.
And they've got subscription services that have just been running for 30 years that they've just been sitting on.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this before as well, in Australia that you can get it through Foxtel. And that's like one. They may have changed it now, but it's the only platform where you can legally get it.
So you're going to watch it on Foxtel?
Of course I am.
Yeah.
But you have to pay $50 a month.
Minimum.
To get a bunch of shit and live sport, which I won't watch. To watch 10 episodes of Game of Thrones a year.
Yeah.
Which of course I did, because I love legitimacy.
Yeah, you do.
And hate online piracy. Mm. But look, if they were like, it's $60 or $100 for the season.
Totally.
Of course. It would be way easier to do that than probably pirate it, which some people would do.
Yeah. Immoral people.
Certainly.
The dregs of humanity.
Yeah.
Anyway, can you give me a copy of it later?
Yeah, okay, definitely. Okay.
I think, because, you know, we talked about a few weeks ago, there was that, it was this toy for incredibly rich people, which was this home cinema box.
Yeah.
Where you can get first run movies for, was $100 a month or something?
Something like that. They've slowly decreased the rates. I've actually got friends who worked for them and recently got let go because they've only got about 150,000 subscriptions in Australia, which is nothing.
What are we talking about, Foxtel?
Foxtel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What were you talking about?
I was talking about that you know, that box where you can get first-run movies?
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, that experimental.
Right, yeah.
I think the
Napster kid.
Yeah, the Napster, exactly,
he's probably 40.
I think they could do that with Game of Thrones.
Definitely.
I reckon they could go $100 a month.
Yep.
Game of Thrones box.
Yeah.
Where you pay, I don't know, you pay $100, and then when there's a new season of Game of Thrones, you pay $100.
Yeah. It could be as easy as an app that you download to your PlayStation or your television or whatever.
And you don't have to pay for Foxtel.
Exactly.
Like, good.
Yeah. But of course, Rupert Murdoch and the people behind Foxtel, which is owned by...
This is getting very political, this
episode.
It
certainly is. Yeah. And probably Barnaby Joyce.
Barnaby Joyce!
Australia's greatest dog killer.
Yeah.
Has swooped in and bought the rights for Game of Thrones. And now they get real pissy that nobody wants to pay $50 a month for a year to watch 10 episodes of TV. Bunch of fucking idiots. Anyway, so I got friends let go because they're shipping a lot of that Foxtel stuff to overseas, to South Africa. Because they didn't jump on the bloody digital bandwagon. Should've, they stuck to their demand. Guns.
What were they thinking?
Way to go, idiots.
What a nightmare.
Anyway, in other Game of Thrones news, there's George R.R. Martin says the next series, because they've talked about Game of Thrones spin-offs, they might do these two-hour telemovies. Well, ideally, he said, following...
This telemovie, that you just get a weird...
It's different though.
Just
I feel like
down your spine
a telemovie
says
now
telemovie.
Is different than a telemovie
I guess that's
of
true.
Yesteryear.
Oh, yes.
And they'll focus on the Dunkin' Egg story.
Okay.
You familiar with Dunkin' Egg?
I'm familiar with Dunkin' Donuts, as you can tell. No, I'm quite trim.
That's true. You look after yourself.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want to Denofroe yet.
Not for a few years. I think, though, when I hit about 60, I'm going to be
You're not
going to
hit 60. That's very ambitious.
Yeah. But. Look, if I hit 60, my heart doesn't explode. I would like to become one of those guys who's very rotund and wears like a three-piece suit.
Oh.
All the time, look like a golden watch chain across my big belly. That's what I want to be.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Dreams can come true.
I think so.
But not in your case because you'll be dead.
Anyway, Dunkin' Egg.
Yeah, it's like a prequel kind of series. I've read the comic or one of the comics that they've released. It focuses on this hedge knight and a squire. And the squire is maybe not who you think he is. Maybe he's somebody more important.
Do you think it's a wizard?
No.
Do you think it's Dumbledore?
Yes, I do.
Do you think it's Jon Snow?
Yes.
Do you think it's a pile of snow?
It's all those things and potentially more.
Wow.
And they're more kind of... They're a lighter in tone. It's more kind of an action adventure, a bit of a romp.
Yeah.
So I definitely recommend the Dunkin' Egg comics.
Okay.
I haven't read the actual short stories, if there are any. There probably are. I'm sure there are. But it's just a little insight into the history of Westeros.
Yeah.
And the world of GOT. Or A Song of Fire and Ice, as the books are called, because it's
Song different. Of Ice and Fire.
That I said that.
No, you didn't.
No, I said it in my brain.
Oh, okay then. All right. We know what we're talking about, guys.
That's right. So, so there's a series of stories that follow those guys.
And you don't need to know about any of the other characters
in
Game of Thrones. So, hypothetically if at the end of every season of Game of Thrones you forget every single character and you have to read the wiki as you're watching it to remember who is who.
That's right, yeah.
Then you'd be okay with these.
HBO do a great recap.
They do.
They did a 3.5 minute one, which I watched just today. It's on their YouTube channel. It's just like, this is the shit that happened last season.
Great.
Yeah. So, get into it, Mason. Mm. That being said, you don't have to get into it. You live your own life.
I think I will.
You get as bloody, eat as many donuts as you want, mate.
Oh,
all right. Are you excited Game of Thrones is back, though?
Yeah.
We'll obviously do it. We don't really do TV, talk about TV so much anymore. Like, The Flash had a big thing happen this week, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Ooh.
People said, can you talk about it? And I say, no, I can't, because I don't know what it is.
Okay, then. I did watch The Flash Supergirl team up.
How was that?
It's good.
It's a good fun
but
time.
But again, it's... Ally McBeal's still the best character in that show.
Sweet.
Supergirl and Flash, they're very charming.
Good chemistry?
Good chemistry. I thought it was pretty good. But again, I think the writing's letting them down.
Okay.
It feels very like...
Ally McBeal?
No, it feels very like... It feels like maybe it'd work in like a kid's comic book. Like
right.
a dialogue.
Right.
And you go, oh, yeah, it's kind of corny, but it's fine because it's for the kids or whatever. Yep. But it does.
Do they fight or they immediately team up?
No, they team up.
There's they
no
do fight. A race?
Not really, no.
What's the point then?
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, they have a run at the end.
Right.
They kind of...
Bit of a casual jaunt.
Yeah, they have a casual jaunt because Flash needs to get back to his own dimension.
Right.
And so
it's dimensional.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
They're not set in the same universe.
Right, gotcha. Yep.
So they have to...
That solves a lot of problems for things happening in retrospective universes.
Correct,
yeah. And they don't
cross totally.
Over.
Yeah. And so he has to get back to his own dimension, and he needs a whole bunch of kinetic energy when he can't supply the whole bunch, so they have to both run together.
Fantastic.
It's a fun little thing.
And in hand?
Yeah, but again, no. But yeah, but
what's the point then,
exactly.
Mason?
But it's very, I don't know. I wish it was better. I wish I liked it more. I don't know. I think maybe it's one of those shows where if you watch it enough, you go...
You get invested in the characters.
You invest in the characters.
Yeah,
you go,
totally.
They're kind of charming and nice.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that the dialogue's kind of dumb.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows that, like I said, I'm really behind, but Supernatural I'm a big fan of. And at this point, I don't know whether it's because I just like the chemistry and the characters, and I like those two, or whether or not it is the best show of all time.
Right.
It's probably the second one, though.
Probably.
Yeah. What else is happening? Look, I know this isn't a proper episode in the sense we don't have a topic. We did all news. That happens every now and then,
man. We really prepped for that Spider-Man episode, though.
But...
Why do I have all these notes on my phone about Spider-Man movies? Oh, well, delete, start again.
So I thought, as a treat, everybody loves this segment. I'm going to bring back...
Oh, I bet our most favourite segment.
Yeah.
Is it hate mail? But the hate's got an 8 in it.
That's right. Oh. Where I read out 8 pieces of hate mail that I receive. Sometimes you also receive... eight pieces.
I just love to be included, guys.
That's right.
But I can tell if it's a fake one. Our friend Robert Collings, at Raw Collings,
yes.
He has made an animated version of one
his
of our
YouTube
hate mail
channel.
Scenes.
He's been doing a bunch of animations as well.
Yeah.
I should link that below. But he's also posted them on the Reddit. Or somebody posts them on the Reddit if he doesn't. And they're great. So he puts it together and
it's really,
he's
really
got,
good.
He's got some skills, that boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So look, as always, there's not 8, there's 10.
Great.
But traditionally there's 8. Which is never a tradition that I think I've actually...
It's never actually happened, no.
Stuck to.
Okay, here we go.
This is from my Star Wars...
I mentioned, we were talking about YouTube, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard video has like 20,000 thumbs down. It's pretty good.
Great.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's quite a loss.
Yeah.
This is from Rodu, and this is on my Star Wars The Force Awakens deleted scene video.
Oh, yep.
Where I talk about all the things that didn't quite make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
And he says...
Sounds like a delightful video. There's no way anyone could hate that. Even with an 8 in it.
Wow, you are way off. Way off is in capitals. The script for this movie was written in the 80s. It was written...
Is that true?
No.
Okay.
It was written by the guy who had done one of the original trilogy movies. Everything you said was wrong. Please fact check before you post garbage like this.
I love a fact checker who themselves does not fact check.
I know, right?
That's great. That's really good. So, wait, is he trying to... Do you ever click on the person? Can you, if you click on a person,
yeah, you can go to their thing.
You can find out what other things they've commented on?
It depends on their level of privacy.
Okay.
I generally don't go through.
Do you think this guy's maybe trying to spread this conspiracy gospel that this movie was made in the '80s?
Right, right.
And what I enjoy about that is it suggests that it was made in the '80s, but it has this. It's so prescient that we'd have such a love for, like, the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, yeah.
When we see it, we're like, hooray!
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's, you know what I mean?
So you think that he's just, we're just trolling them. It's just
I think he's just being like, this is, people got to see this.
Right, right.
We can't believe J.J. Abrams lies anymore.
But on the topic of that, like, they threw out all of George Lucas's ideas, which George Lucas has famously said. He goes, this is what I would do. And they went... Well, that's great.
Yep,
We're doing none of that.
Yeah.
So,
what, George, would you say is the exact opposite of that?
He was talking about teen characters and a bunch of other stuff, but I would be interested to know what he wanted to do.
Mm.
Yeah, but anyway. This is 4 comments from the same guy on my worst Transformers... top worst Transformers video that I did like 3 years ago.
Oh, great. Are these new?
I think they're newish because when I go to my dashboard, it shows like the latest 5.
Okay.
And I saw one of these and I'm like, oh, interesting.
Oh,
and I went there and I'm like, oh, there's more than one?
Great.
So the first one is...
So this guy was just Googling for some Transformers vids.
This is Sadiq Ben. And he says, first one is, quit rambling, man. And the next one says, and what's wrong with Computron? Which is a famous-ish Transformer.
He is a combiner, I believe.
He is
the...
And he computes, he's like...
angle of attack 45 degrees. He says the things.
Is he the rescue bots? Is he the
I don't know if he is. Okay. Couldn't tell you.
All right, good.
But sure, yes, he is. But he calculates and then says out loud what he's going to do before he does it. So I'm like, that's dumb. What a dumb thing to do. And he says, and what's wrong with Computron? You don't
Technobots.
Technobots. That makes sense. One of them's probably the Periscope guy. How dare you? What's he called?
The Microscope guy. That's Perceptor.
Yeah.
He's his own man, all right?
I don't think. He's a sniper now, isn't he? That bloke. Like, he got cool.
He does have a laser in that microscope.
He certainly does.
Okay.
Probably. Mm. And what's wrong with Computron? You don't know nothing, kids these days.
Also, this is an adult man. Presumably older than you.
Well, he thinks he is. And dissing Megatron, picking on Soundwave. WTF.
Don't pick on Soundwave.
He turned into a boombox. I like that he's got little transformers that come out of him, like laser beams.
Yeah, but don't pick on Soundwave.
Oh, you're right, sorry.
He's not here to defend himself.
Because he's fictional.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must have grown up in the era and watched this era and watched Michael Bay Formers and Transformers Animated. You know nothing about Transformers. Do us a favor and delete this channel, please.
That's very good.
There's one more.
Nope, that's... Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I got a bad transformer for you. Your channel, because it sucks.
Your channel doesn't transform into anything. This guy's good, though.
He's good.
That's excellent on so many levels. That is a bad transformer for you. That's like a Transformers action master that didn't transform.
That's right, yeah. I had one of them.
Because it's just a channel. Which one did you have?
I had the yellow plane guy. I don't know what his name was. His name was probably that.
Sea Spray?
Sure. What did you have?
I had Optimus Prime.
The one that didn't transform?
Yeah. Oh. I have every version of Optimus Prime, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Even the new one? True. The movie?
Yeah, unlikely.
That's
unlikely.
That's a very bold and sweeping statement. Yeah.
No, and I had Grimlock, I think.
Okay, sure.
The ones that didn't transform, yeah. Mm.
They were just like G.I. Joes.
They were G.I. Joes, essentially, yeah. That was the last ditch attempt at making Transformers before Transformers kicked off again.
Right,
this was their last ditch. Transformers are not doing well.
Yeah.
We have to fix this. Should we make really good Transformers like they back in the day, high quality transformations and like die cast metal parts? No, let's just make Transformers that don't transform. That'll get the kids back.
When can we make the Darth Vader one that transforms into a TIE fighter? Yeah. Oh, we're still a couple of decades
that's
off
right.
that. We'll wait.
Yeah. Anyway, I love that guy.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love his passion.
Me too.
I love his enthusiasm for a show that, quite frankly, isn't that good.
I love his defense of a brand that doesn't need any defending. I love that. It's so good.
This is from Cameron Blakely. And this is on, because you know now I post the podcast to YouTube, which I do because a lot of people say, can you put it on YouTube? So I do. Also, it helps when I'm selling ad spots because it just bumps the numbers up. So that's probably the main reason.
Look at this bloke. Look at this bean counter. Look at this money machine over here. I've been against ads from the start. That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. We didn't have an ad this week.
No.
But I just wanted to mention we were in Geek Fuel magazine.
We were in Geek Fuel magazine.
If you subscribe to the Geek Fuel box, you get the Geek Fuel magazine.
Yeah.
And we got a profile in there, which is very nice.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see the ad copy before it was sent in. I didn't see the profile copy.
So what does it say?
It does say that I like Yu-Gi-Oh!
I
just want to be clear for anyone who is reading that. I don't like Yu-Gi-Oh. I love it.
Oh, you love it? Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't actually know what Yu-Gi-Oh is. I think it's a card game.
It's a weird Pokemon knockoff.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Very good. Yeah. Well played.
Thank you.
Now it's literally the only like printed primary source for us.
That's right.
So now that's official canon.
Geekfuel.com/weeklyplanet if you want one.
Yeah,
you'll probably get some money for that.
Yeah. You can probably, even if you miss it, I reckon you could probably just be like, can you send me another copy of the
Your
mags? They'll probably throw it in.
I think you can get the old ones. Or you can just look on Twitter. Somebody will post a picture
of it.
Just
do that. Yeah, totally.
Cameron Blakely. This is on the podcast video.
Sounds like a fake name, but all right.
Real guy. Real face. Real human face. Ooh. On there. Where, because you know, normally I always just do a still image.
Yes.
I started experimenting with putting different images of the topics we're talking about, but it just took too long.
Mm.
So I thought, I'm not
going to. You don't have time to bloody swim in your money bin.
That's exactly right.
Dirty dog.
Are they serious? 10 minutes of nothing, not watching it. I suggest you guys unsubscribe to these fucktards.
These guys are really... I'm enjoying them, but these guys are really adamant. Like, they're not just like, I'm not going to listen to this, or like,
this isn't for me. No,
this
thank
isn't
you.
For me. It's delete your channel. Hey, everyone, get a rally up a crew and get them all to unsubscribe. These guys are. We should get these guys together.
Yeah,
we should get these guys together for their own podcast.
Oh, that'd be great.
And they just listen to our podcast and hate it for an hour.
This is from Shane Meyer. I don't know what video this is on, but it's got six A's. Way too much time on your hands. You need to know what a real woman feels like. What's that by definition?
Hang on, what was I zoned out for a second. What were we talking about there?
This is a guy comment on a different video. Way too much time on your hands. You need to know what a real
woman... Were you talking about women?
I don't know. I doubt it. When am I ever like, these are the sexiest babes from the Transformerverse.
These are the sexiest babes you missed in the Suicide Squad trailer.
Yeah. I don't know what that's from. By definition, what would you say a real woman is? Just anybody who is a woman? Just any woman?
See, without context, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it'd just be...
Maybe it's from that Transformers video.
It might be, yeah.
Maybe he's very confused. You guys need to know what a real woman... Real women don't have microscopes on their shoulders. Some do. Some can be scientists as well.
Just a casual microscope.
Real women don't start as like various high-tech vehicles and then combine into one large robot.
Some do.
Some do. This guy...
This is from Mike Alisi. This is on my...
Oh, like... Okay.
Like what?
Like Mike Alisi.
Very good.
Is it a pun?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I'll ask him.
Yeah, all right. Please.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Will you engage in the regular correspondence with... Because, I mean, you've got to get all these guys to sign a release form.
That's correct,
so you've
yeah.
got to talk to him later.
Yeah. So this guy... This is on my... I made a video on how don't make everything R-rated for the sake of it being R-rated.
Uh-huh, yep.
I was saying that some things it's totally suited for and it'd be great, but don't just make something R-rated because you think it's the thing to do.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he says...
He shouldn't take any issue with that, though.
Well, I thought initially he didn't, but then he starts it with, "Shut up, Aussie!" All caps.
Yep, good.
"Got sick of decades of shit!" Capitals.
What, from us?
No, just PG-13 flicks designed to get 14-year-old asses... Asses? A-S-S-E-S.
I'm going to say, if I can take a wild stab in the dark, this guy's 16.
He looks older than that in his picture.
Okay.
In Friday night movie seats. Fuck you, dickbag. Very good,
Mike. Well, he knows the power you wield now.
That's true.
You can make a Zack Snyder make a bad movie.
I can make a Zack Snyder make it a bad movie. Mm. Yeah. This is from Mark Roberts.
Also, is that guy also just... What else is he doing? Like, is he starting a change.org? Petition.
He might be.
Like, is he just yelling at people making videos on the internet? Because you're not really a kingmaker in terms of.
I don't
of
think so. Movie, yeah.
In terms,
no, I don't. I he, set no trends.
Is he petitioning all the 20th Century Fox and all the movie studios?
Potentially.
Is he bashing away at his keyboard?
He's definitely bashing away at his keyboard. That
I
know.
Campaign? Yeah. I don't know. Well, it's shut up then, idiot. Stop wasting time. It's from alone.
Don't know.
It's great.
Yeah. Don't know what this one's from. Mark Roberts, though, says, "Please fucking kill yourself, you useless, stupid, nerdy sack of shit."
Oh, so that's just to you?
That's just to me specifically.
Okay,
right. That's capital SHRT as well.
Yeah, good.
This one's directed to you. Ooh, from good. Adnan. "You guys are half twits."
Okay.
Not half wits.
Oh, but half twits.
Half twits.
Okay.
Does that mean we're half okay?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
So he's like, listen, you're 50% pretty good.
Or we're reminiscent of the Roald Dahl characters, the Twits.
That's a great book about bullying.
So we're half great.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
This is from Gerald I'm a Fly de Grull.
Okay.
Okay, this is on my Batman kill count video.
I feel a lot of... The username often reveals.
Certainly. This is a bullshit video. Batman kill count. I said that, didn't I? Raz Death, for instance, is definitely not a kill count.
I love capitalization.
Yeah, I know, it's good, isn't it?
I love capitalization.
I see you edited out the part where Batman soars away, trying to make him look more guilty than he is. Wouldn't me putting him in soaring away make him look more guilty, though?
Yeah.
If he's escaping, he's like, see you, dickhead.
Maybe photoshopping in a nice wave.
Yeah. Mm. And now, thanks to your fucked up video, all the morality and ethics Christopher Nolan so desperately, at brackets, and successfully tried to give Batman is forever gone. Please kill yourself.
I think that's fair.
So all the morality that was worked into those movies, I've torn away.
You have, that's true.
From just that kill? Because he kills a bunch of other people in those movies.
He does blow up that building full of ninjas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with, I guess.
Yeah, but, what can you do?
Yeah.
That's very good. I enjoy that.
That's all of them, though. That's hate mail, but the hate has an eight in it.
So good.
For this week. What a great segment. So I'll be saving them up. That'll be back in a few months or weeks, depending on...
Can you go through that guy again one more time? Can you bring that up?
Sure.
Can you read it out again?
This is a bullshit...
I just want to drink it in.
No problem.
Okay.
It's from Gerald. This is a bullshit video. Ra's death, for instance, is definitely not a kill count. I see...
It's definitely not a kill count.
Not on its own.
It's a kill.
Yeah.
On its own.
I see you edited out the part where Batman soars away, trying to make him... I like when people put in punctuation that doesn't work.
Mm.
Like, you're putting it in, but you're not putting it in the right places. Mm. Trying to make him look more guilty than he is. And now, thanks to your fucked up video, all the morality and ethics Christopher Nolan so desperately...
Ethics.
And successfully tried to give Batman is forever gone. Please kill yourself.
Why are you so biased in your funny videos?
I don't know how I do it.
Why do you sacrifice true facts in a fake movie in order to for your comedy stylings? I don't like it.
I don't know. Look, my kill counts aren't known for being incredibly accurate. They're just like... Actually, I got Ben's, the guy called Ben's editing at the moment. He did the latest one, the Captain America one. He does good work, man. He edits them better than I do.
Ooh.
So, maybe there's another one coming out soon that he's working on.
Ooh,
maybe he's not.
Very good.
Maybe he's been killed. I don't know. I haven't had an email from him.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't have a latest email. I hope you're okay, Ben, wherever you are. He's
Hope you haven't been cyberbullied in a submission by the haters.
That's right.
On the internet.
But do you know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
It's time for a segment of the show where we talk about what we've been reading.
Oh, and then what we're going to read.
Correct. I'm doing the theme.
Called what we read and what we're going to read.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, nice.
You want to kick it off?
Yeah, sure. Well,
I'm kicking it off.
Oh, jeez. Jeez, mate. I watched the aforementioned Supergirl Flash crossover.
What made you go there all of a sudden? Like, just out of nowhere?
People mention it and I'm like, yeah, you know, I like Flash. It's a good fun show.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it another chance.
And you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, my holidays were ending and I was sort of grasping at straws, entertainment-wise. Just like, you know, when your holidays end and you're just like, I gotta extend this out as long as possible. If I stay up every night till 6 a.m., then my holidays will never end.
That's right.
So I watched that. I started rewatching Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, is that season one?
You know what?
Because it's a new season.
Season one and two. I never finished watching
season one. Me neither. Yeah.
And I'm like, because I came right off the back of probably Parks and Rec and 30 Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like jokes per minute, this isn't as... And it didn't have the cynicism, I guess, of probably 30
sure,
Rock.
Sure, right, yeah.
And, you know, it was a Tina Fey production. I'm like,
where's that cynicism?
Where's the cynicism? But then I got back into it. And I'm really, really digging it.
Is it not to season two as of yet?
No, I'm on the last episode of season one.
Great.
So
how many episodes are there a season?
13.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got 7 or 8 in, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to get back to that.
Nice.
Better Call Saul wrapped up this week.
Oh, yes.
10 episodes. Did you watch it?
No.
We don't really talk about it, but that is a fantastic, probably one of the best shows on television at the moment. Wasn't happy with the way that it ended, the cliffhanger.
Yep.
Because it seems as they're only doing like 10 a year, and now I've got to wait another, you know, so many months between the next season.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, it's real, like, spin-off series generally don't work. Looking at you after MASH.
Uh-huh.
Looking at you, probably some of the DC stuff on television, but some of it's quite good or okay.
Uh-huh.
Looking at you, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff that's not out yet. but no, it's like the lead, what's his name?
Yeah, it's bloody Bob.
Bob
Odenkirk. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
He's terrific.
Yeah.
There's a big emphasis on him and Mike.
Emphasis
on him and Mike from Breaking Bad. Like, it doesn't feel like they're trying to shoehorn too much Breaking Bad stuff into it.
I was just going
to
ask about
Have you seen it before?
Which one?
Better Call Saul.
I watched like the first 6 episodes of the first season.
Yeah, you should watch
it. I'm not against it.
It sounds like you're against it.
Again, there's just so much coming at me.
There is.
You know what I mean?
Now that your holidays are over,
yeah.
You don't need to fill that void in your life. You can just you can just go to work. But I'm also reading, unless you've got another thing.
I do. You got one more thing.
You go, and then I'll go. I'm happy to wait. I'll just sit here quietly.
Listen. A couple of friends, three friends of mine do a podcast.
Yeah.
My friends, Dave, Jess, and Matt.
All your friends do podcasts.
Yeah, I know. So it's not really. Look, a friend of mine does a podcast as per usual.
Yeah.
It's called Do Go On. Have you ever listened to The Dollop?
I haven't. I know what it is.
Yeah,
apparently it's really good.
It's Dave, Anthony, and Gareth Reynolds, and they talk about various sort of events in American history and, and that sort of stuff. And it's a very good show. Mm. This is a show. These guys, basically every week, one of them, this isn't a, I mean, it is a plug, but I'm not on any episodes.
Yeah.
They don't have any guests or anything like that, but I've been listening to this and I really dig it. So it's basically every week, one of them picks a topic and they have to do a report on it and they have to tell the other two about it and sort of fight their way through just being dragged down.
Being harangued.
Yeah, by the other two. So they'll do like, they'll talk about Sherlock Holmes. They'll talk about the mystery of D.B. Cooper. They'll talk about Monty Python.
Oh, so it's just literally
It's basically, so I mean, it is sort of reminiscent of the dollop, but it's like, you know, instead of it being about historical events, it could be about being left-handed. It could be about
gross.
Bonnie and Clyde, the Y2K bug, like any kind of thing.
Remember that?
Yeah, I know, right? We all bloody...
Nobody... Did you panic?
It didn't affect anything.
No. But I wasn't worried beforehand. Maybe because I was a teen man. I was in school. So I was like, whatever, man.
Yeah, this whole world burns
down. Fight Club.
I'll
good.
Be fine. I got my corn CDs. I got other things that
I'm
angry about.
Got my Discman. I got a set of rechargeable batteries.
That's right.
I'm ready. Oh, wait. What am I going to plug them into? Oh, no.
So angsty. Anyway, do go on as a pod. It's on iTunes.
It's just quickly speaking of the 90s. Everyone look up Linkin Park video. Where it's dogs
Park.
Doing a
okay,
Linkin
great.
Park cover. It's very funny. That. But no, I've been jonesing for some, like, I've been trying to read a lot of, not trying to, I've just naturally kind of drifted towards reading like hopeful, inspiring Superman stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't find this on Comixology, so I actually ordered it. This is Superman Peace on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
I've never read it. Still in the box.
Still in,
and by
still
box,
in the
I mean plastic, but I will be unplastic.
That'll be
it.
Worth a lot more if you never open it.
Well,
so
I'm
never
open
it,
right,
or read
now.
It. Yeah, yeah, do it.
But no,
quick, do an unboxing. Do a live unboxing.
Well, you can see it before we bloody open it.
Okay, he's doing a live unboxing, folks.
We might be doing.
It is clear plastic. We should.
We might actually be doing some unboxing coming up. I hope people really don't like that. Wow, this is really something. Look at the what's the art? What's this guy who does the art?
Alex Ross.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's, for a premium format comic book, it's real floppy.
It's bloody enormous, too.
Yeah.
It's like as big as a sexy calendar from the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Look a real good, right?
Look, it's Superman hugging a lion. That's pretty
it's
good,
like
isn't
a Cliff
it?
Richard calendar.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be great. You're going to have a ball.
Does your mum keep sending you the video of the guy who makes friends with the lion?
My mum is not on Facebook.
Okay.
My mum has an iPhone, and I said, she got one very recently, and I said, so you're going to be texting mum? And she's like, no.
She's like, I'll be sexting though. I'll never stop. Looking forward to Superman Peace on Earth though.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah. So maybe
have
you
a good
could,
time.
Maybe you could borrow it afterwards.
Yeah, I've read it already. But
then you don't have to borrow it. Jesus, I'm trying to offer you something. You could have
I'm
just
read
said
I'm
yes.
Done. I'm one and done with Superman Peace on Earth, all right?
Is it Jesus. Good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the segment.
What's
called
it time for now?
Letters.
It's loading.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you.
So I hit it way far in advance, but then it didn't work.
Still didn't, yeah.
I blame your Wi-Fi.
Look, maybe someone's downloading a bunch of torrents right now, and that's why it's not working.
Yeah.
But maybe that's not. Maybe that's not it.
Maybe they've got a VPN though, so the bloody coppers will never find them.
Maybe they do. Maybe they're always one step ahead.
That's right.
You
maybe
dickheads.
They're a Lex Luthor style genius downloading Game of Thrones.
That's right. This is from Ali. Spoilers. Spoiler. What do you think of the crazy episode 8 rumor? I might say what it is. Potential spoilers for Star Wars episode 8. I'll put a timestamp in. That being said, this is definitely fake.
Okay.
All right.
I've not heard it. Let's
I mean,
it
might not be fake.
Uh-huh.
Some things aren't fake.
Yeah.
Right. The rumor of Rey being Luke's father. So the idea is.
Oh, jeez.
There's a whole synopsis on Reddit. I'm not going to link it because I don't know.
Of course
find,
it's on Reddit.
Yeah, exactly. Where they know the whole story. And the part of it is, I'm not going to recount the whole thing, that she goes to Luke, how dare you leave me on that planet?
Yep.
You're my father. You're supposed to look after me. And he goes, no, you're my father. Because she's a reincarnation of Anakin, and then at some point a whole lot of different Jedi ghosts appear, because I guess it's kind of like the Matrix Reloaded, where there's been a lot of the ones.
Oh, yep.
Uh-huh. So nobody's, she's not, like Anakin or whatever isn't special anymore.
Where?
I mean,
where
he was special.
Where in this movie, yeah, he was very special. Where in the movie, where in episode 8 is this set? Right at the start?
I
that would be bizarre to
like
open with that.
Open with that, yeah.
Is there a lot of, in whatever's left of the real continuity, the canon that
sure.
is now.
Yeah, that they're
who's
building.
Been reincarnated? Or is this new?
No one.
So this would be new.
There's no precedent for it. I don't think this
cannot be real.
No, I don't think so.
They cannot open with this.
Ryan Johnson is a clever filmmaker.
Yeah.
You would argue that he isn't because of Looper.
Because of Looper, yeah.
But I like Looper a lot. But he's better than that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No. And also, what a weird turn. What a weird turn about, you're my father. No, you're my father.
Little
and
girl.
Then just, what if it opened with that and then just 90 minutes of reaction shot back and forth between them? Like, yeah, ooh, I would watch that. I would pay $20 for that.
Of course you would.
Because Hamill would bloody sell that for 90 minutes.
Oh, he would, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Mm.
God, he's good, that bloke.
Yeah. And he'd slip in a cheeky Joker grin.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, just one of them is wearing Joker makeup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Eyebrows just going up and down.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
He's one of the best. You mentioned $20 for a movie ticket. I just wanted to mention there's a charity screening of Civil War that's happening in Melbourne at the Baldwin Cinema, which I'll link below, where there's 310 seats that they're selling.
Oh, we were a listener on Twitter.
That's right.
Send that to us. Yeah.
The donations go towards the Lighthouse website, which is a the Lighthouse Foundation, which takes our homeless youth from ages 14 to 25 off the streets of Melbourne and gives them like a home and food and looks after them. If you're in the area and you want to check that out, it's on the 30th. I'll link the site below and buy a ticket. Also, if you're not in the area, which most of you probably aren't, you can actually buy a ticket and then after you've bought it, you can email the organizer and they will give it to someone in need. So they can go and see Civil War.
Excellent.
So if people want to contribute to that,
nice,
it'd be a cool thing to do.
Mm.
But if you don't want to do it, you're a bastard. You're a
Whoa.
Bad bloke.
Whoa.
No, look, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be hitting up people for money all the time. But
I thought you were going to say, I don't want to be Hitler about this.
I do want to be Hitler about this. But, you know, it's a good cause. And these guys are clearly, you know, it's for their school. Not for their school. They're doing it through school. And it's it's a good project to kind of do.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's great.
Get into it. Next bit of letter. Next bit of letter.
Next bit of
I
letter.
Should point out Twitter at Weekly Planet Pod is the best place to contact us. These are all Twitter questions this week because that email, I just don't know. Again, I look
you
at
are,
it.
You are visibly shaking. Yeah. You mentioned the email address, which is weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
But you were visibly like, you want to have a happy life, you want to aim for inbox zero.
That's right.
But we're at like inbox 40,000 now, yes. At least.
Yeah, so like I kind of skim it, but I can't. I just don't have the time.
Mm.
Not with all the money I'm making from all these ads that I'm selling. This is from, though, at Lemurg on Twitter. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Rumor has it that companies are trying to acquire the rights to a Pokemon live action movie. How terrible would that movie be, Mason? Now, you're more of a Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'm
man.
I'm definitely a Yu-Gi-Oh! Man, yeah. I've got Yu-Gi-Oh! Running through my veins.
That's right.
If that is, in fact, possible. I'm sure it is. I wait, I've got Yogo going through my veins.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember those Yogo gorilla ads where they replicated like speed and stuff in stop motion with a gorilla?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Boy, do I.
Anyway, so there's been rumors of a live action Pokemon movie for years. Mm-hmm. I think there's a chance that this could be quite good. You just got to do the opposite of what they did for Dragon Ball Evolution and The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Just look at that and go, what didn't work there? Everything. Let's do the opposite of that.
Do you think they'll do a Pokemon appear in the real world? Or do you think they'll do...
I think it'll just be all in the world of Pokemon.
Okay, yeah.
Right. That's, I think, the way that they do it. Where, do you know, Mason, I don't know if anyone's made this connection, but it's pretty much bloody dogfighting. Like, it's animal fighting.
That's true. It's real, mate.
It's good stuff,
yeah,
isn't it? Animals and little balls being made to fight each other. Good stuff.
What do you think a live-action bloody... What's his name? Pikachu would look like.
Just like a little... animated, like he looked like Garfield from the Garfield movie.
Oh yeah, okay, I'm involved with that.
No, I
feel there's a certain amount of, it's not quite the uncanny valley.
Yeah.
But if you translate those animated characters to live action, they got to tread that line very carefully.
Right.
Otherwise, they're all just terrifying.
Yeah.
You send your 6 year old to see that movie, and they're scarred for life.
There's like a turtle with a cannon on its back or something. Mm. Look, it's not my era.
Yeah.
My brother, the one you don't like.
Thank you.
For reasons made clear in the Q&A we did.
Yes.
That was more kind of his era. People obviously love the games from all ages. You know what I mean? Like people older than us kind of got into it because it's a great kind of role-playing battle strategy game.
Mm.
But so there is a massive market for a live-action
Pokemon
movie. So whoever gets the rights to this is going to make the billions of dollars probably. Yeah. And if it's good, if it's shit, they'll probably just make a different movie next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think they'll
learn from their mistakes?
Do you think they'll go all Asian cast or a variation I'm not exactly sure who's
Are the characters
what
in
race.
Pokemon Asian?
I couldn't tell you. I think the main kid is.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't tell you. Mm. I don't know Mason. There's Brock. There's Ash. There's somebody else. There's a girl whose name I forget.
Great.
I'm sorry, that girl. I'm sure you're integral to the plot. Do you think it'll be crap? That being said, we know nothing about it.
Oh, then yes.
Damn. Good. This is from Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Who is the most misused DC character in film or television? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Most misused.
Oh. Aside from Batman. I'm going to say aside from Batman.
Sure.
We've done many episodes on Batman. He shouldn't be killing all those
people. Well, look, I'm going to go with the mainstream one. I'm going to say Superman.
Okay.
Especially after Batman, Superman.
Uh-huh.
We're never going to get that, like, hopeful, like, inspirational Superman movie.
Never, ever. You're right.
Not in the future. Not in the near future, which sucks. Because
yeah.
even, like, I still think, yeah, I've said this before, when we haven't got that modern day comic accurate kind of interpretation of Superman. He's not like a weird mopey jerk.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Mm.
TV-wise, I think mostly they do a pretty good
job. I think at the moment they're doing it, like, even you look at Martian Manhunter, what they're doing with Supergirl. It's looking great. Mishandled. They even got that big shark right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've got Gorilla Grodd right.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, let me think.
But again, the stakes are lower, I guess.
Certainly,
like in the
yeah.
TV, you can, in TV, the TV world, you can forgive more.
Yeah, right.
I guess.
Right. What about Lex Luthor?
Yeah, he's been mishandled, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. In most incarnations.
Mm.
Like the Gene Hackman one is what it is, but... A lot of that is kind of carried over, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, yeah.
I think on the whole, DC are doing a decent job. Like, even Batman, even though he's a murderer in the new one, there's a lot of that totally works.
I would watch a PG-rated version of Batman v Superman. When everybody's clamoring for the R-rated version,
Wasn't this one PG? Like another one?
Yeah,
like
that's more PG.
Oh, more PG.
Like, you don't see... Or they, like, CG in people jumping out of the cars before they explode. Or
right, yeah. So a toned-down version.
Toned-down version, yeah.
Less blood when Superman gets punched in the mouth.
The guys that are boxed into that room where the hand grenade goes off, they find a little secret exit and they dive out.
Right, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then after each one of those, Batman goes, I knew they'd do that. Because otherwise, either way, it's still attempted murder, so he has to be like... Knew they'd do that.
I looked up all their skills and one of them had opening a hatch on their resume.
At short notice,
So I knew, yeah. Mm. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So let's say some of the characters in Batman, Superman, and maybe some...
I mean, they really handled Jimmy Olsen well, though. Primo. Yeah.
Well done.
So accurate.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a camera. He got shot in the head.
What else do you want?
That's all you need.
Any others? I like Jor-El. You know what? Park Kent, though the Kent's family in general.
You misused, you feel?
Well cast.
Yep.
Horrible influence.
That you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole you don't have to help anybody. He's like, you know you don't have to. You can just do whatever.
But see, I feel about that, though.
Mm.
That's more of the sense that they've instilled the moral values in him.
Right.
And then they're like, well, you can do whatever you want.
But I don't, you don't.
But then he's like, no, I, you know.
But you don't see them instilling it in
no,
him.
No, that's true. You never do.
You just see them discouraging him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, all whatever. Right. That's it. I think Kent's more like something else
that sounds like Kent's. Ha 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 ha. Ah, bloody got him.
So I just want to do a quick shout out to Rochelle's fiance who listens to the show. Apparently he's a big fan in the sense that he has listened to it.
Great. That's all we need.
And may continue to listen to it.
As long as he's downloaded it separately, we're happy.
That's right. He actually lost his sister about a year ago.
Oh, no.
So that's obviously a difficult time for him and his family because, you know, when that time of year rolls around. So I just wanted to say, sorry about, you know, I hope you're doing all right.
Yeah.
You're probably a great bloke as far as we know.
Yeah.
Because your fiance likes you enough to write into a couple of guys to
and force a podcast on you.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know they're a good one when you can force a podcast on them and they politely listen to it.
That's right.
Sometimes.
Some people have garbage fiancés, don't they? I can think of five off the top of my head.
Yep, I'm thinking of the same five. Now that
okay,
I can. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, special shout out to Jack. Jack was from WA.
Yeah.
He came down. He's a fan of this podcast. He's a fan of the podcast Beer Eye with Your Mates Guys.
Right, right.
He's a fan of Is This the Podcast?
Was it the podcast?
In the end, it was the podcast.
I knew it.
Anyway, he came to Melbourne from WA and he talked to my friend Murphy and he's like, hey, what are some good comedy nights to go to? And I was at Club Voltaire comedy last night.
Right.
And he popped in and we said hi.
Cool.
It's real good.
Good bloke.
Yeah.
Man, did he buy you a beer?
He didn't buy me a beer.
What a cheapskate.
That's what I said.
That's what you shouted at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's cool. What's his name? Jack.
Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, man.
You're all right by our books. By our standards, which are very low.
I figure if we personally shout at everyone that we meet, eventually people will keep listening. That's how we maintain a listenership.
That is correct.
Yeah, man.
That is the show for this week.
It's the show, we did it.
Next week, we will be...
Let's talk about Spider-Man movies. Let's talk about the Sam Raimi Spider-Man
movies. Are we going to do that again?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, we'll think of something during the week and we'll get into it.
Yeah, man.
We'll do that, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
We've got to do a commentary. We've got to do Age of Ultron commentary. We'll try and get this done this week.
All right, cool.
Get that done this week. All right. This is it. This is the end of the show.
Yeah, it is.
Go about your business.
Should we do plugs and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Do that. Do the thing. Yeah.
We're at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail.
Yes.
You can follow at The Weekly Planet.
Yep.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
What else? Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.com. For aforementioned commentaries, really
right,
good.
Right, yeah.
They're
not really good.
What else? We've got that Amazon affiliate link.
Oh, yeah.
In the description there. If you want to buy something on Amazon anyway,
people said, click through that link. Can you put in like the UK link and the international link? I don't know how to do that.
I think it works itself out.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Just buy something and maybe it'll work out.
It'll work.
Either way, it won't cost you anything.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, except for the thing that you buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Patreon. No, we did that. T-shirts. Golden Legend, Fergal Quigley.
Yep.
They're selling all kinds of T-shirts on Redbubble.
Yep. They are, as the Italians say, as good as a pretty good pizza. Don't they?
You better. Yeah. Oh yeah. What else? Shout out to Matt Young.
Yeah.
On the Twitter, he made a very delightful piece of artwork. The Terrifico Fantastico. Based on what I can only assume is something we said on the show.
I don't doubt it.
That's if you want to follow him. At my design on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great stuff.
That's great work, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's amazing work that people do.
Yeah. All the listeners, everybody does there's great fan art.
Yeah.
There's great little videos.
Little videos. Yeah. That's really condescending. Little videos.
Just go up to a comedian and be like, I love your little skits.
Yeah.
I love it when you do little jokes, little riddles.
It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
It's a bit of fun that you do, yeah. No, but it's all really good.
You didn't sweat over that joke for a month.
Yeah. Man, our listeners are very talented.
Yeah, they are, and we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you don't have to contribute. Just know that in your heart, you're a great person.
That's right.
Yeah.
You've got many untapped skills.
That's right.
Maybe very tapped skills.
Maybe you're tapped out of skills.
I don't know.
Maybe recharge. Have a holiday.
Have a holiday.
Yeah.
Have a holiday and do nothing for 5 weeks, and then in like 4.5 weeks, and then the last 3 days, just panic. Which a whole bunch of series is
good stuff
forever.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I don't think we've been talking about anything for the past 10 minutes.
That doesn't matter. Someone will edit it out, I assume.
Certainly, yeah. Mm. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Grab that gem, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.